Where there's no getting around being real, I'm Jevna.
And I'm Kisa.
And this is Talk 360.
Yep. I totally didn't say it with you.
It's fine, girl. I got this. I can hold my own.
How was your, well, I shouldn't even ask you how was your week because I kind of know how it went.
You do, a little bit. We spend a little quality time together.
Quite a bit of time.
Yeah. It was fun, though. I had a good week. Yeah. A good weekend.
We went to the beach.
We did.
Nantasket.
In Hull. It was really nice.
Yep. And then, what? Oh, we had a friend's, like, cookout.
Yeah, a little housewarming cookout. That was fun.
Yeah, I think I saw way too much of you, actually.
Really? Whatever. You were blessed, girl, and highly favored.
Okay. Oh, boy. What else happened? Oh, my gosh. So, I just have to tell y'all about this. I've been craving crabs. I love crabs. And like in Jamaica, when you grow up, there's like a season, it's like crab season, where you'll find people on the street like with a big pot full of like crabs, and it's spicy and the sauce is really good, whatever. And so like I've been trying to find a place that sells whole crabs, and luckily someone mentioned that Super 88, okay, the supermarket, sells whole crabs.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, I'm about to try to do this myself. And I bought me a big pot this weekend, bought two live crabs, and I made them. And they were really good.
And you've never made them before?
No, I never made crabs before.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's pretty simple. You just season, you know, season the water.
Right.
I mean, my thing is, if you can cook or if you traditionally cook,
then it's not
too hard to like either follow a recipe or just kind of figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I did. So that's good. What else happened? I don't know. I feel like that's what I want to talk about. So shout out to Super 88.
Yeah. And go crabs. Kiso's really excited.
No, but for real, like there's nowhere. And like, especially like seafood. I was surprised that seafood in New England is so expensive anyway. Like everywhere you go, like it's still like $18 to $21 to $25 for a meal. And I feel like the water is right there. Like, why is it so expensive? It's not like you have to ship it.
I mean, yes and no, because I feel like there are still better areas for better, you know what I mean, for the specific kind of things that you're looking for. So they might, I mean, I don't think they get our lobsters right from, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like our lobsters probably still come from Maine mostly.
Mm.
So there's still a little bit of transport. Like, I don't think you can go out to the harbor and get lobsters.
Okay. Well, so. All right. That makes sense, I guess. But yeah, I was really depressed about this. I'm a big seafood girl, so like, that was something that I really wanted, and I'm so happy I just did it myself.
You go, girl.
Yeah, so let's get into the roundup.
Let's do this. What's been going on?
All right. So I'm just so happy to hear this girl being mentioned with someone other than Drake and Chris Brown.
I know. I am too.
So supposedly Rihanna has a new boo. And this is stemming from the fact that she was at Kevin Durant's pool party.
Okay.
A few weeks ago. And she was sitting beside this guy who is supposedly Kevin Durant's cousin, mm-hmm, Cliff Dixon. And they were also seen like leaving a club together. But not only that, he also put her up on his Instagram as his woman crush Wednesday, WCW, which is that, mm-hmm, new like hashtag. And then he also put up another picture of her, I believe in a day or so. And he was like, he left a caption insinuating that they were going to go hang out. And people don't know or whatever. But then on the flip side, he also posted another picture which he ended up deleting that was just like just a fan, as if to imply that he's just admiring her and they're not really like together. It's weird, but he's very, very handsome.
Really?
Yeah. Like if you go on his Instagram, he's actually a pretty handsome guy. And he's definitely up her alley. You know, she likes them light and bright. So
oh, he is.
Yeah. So she's sticking to like her usual.
We know what she likes.
Yeah. But at this point, it's all speculation. But I'm actually looking forward to her being connected to someone other than.
Like off the radar. Or?
Yeah. Like someone other than Chris Brown and Drake.
Yeah.
But speaking of the two of them who are supposedly her exes, CB, we know for sure. Drake, we just assume just because they like hung out a lot. But they were spotted together in a studio.
They were, yeah.
So I guess they squashed their beef. what do you think that song is about? Like,
I don't know.
I feel like the streets are waiting for this song. Not because, not only because maybe it's about Rihanna, but I mean, Chris Brown, although, you know, he needs to get his life together a little bit, he's a good artist, I think.
I agree.
Drake's definitely pretty
good. I like both of them. So we'll see what they come up with. I hope it's not just like song cry and like mad tears of love lost and stuff.
I even think that's going to be it. I feel like it's about to be a diss record.
You think so? I don't know.
Well, if not,
because I don't think she's on bad terms with either of them, to be honest.
Maybe Chris Brown, though. And maybe not an overtly, like an overt diss record, but I feel like it's going to be like a like side diss or like a sneak diss or like one or two lines like, oh, we both like touch the same B or something. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's going to have a line or two that's going to have the streets talking. We'll just see. Just for like publicity.
That's true. That's true. It would probably be a PR stunt, if anything.
Right? I don't know. That's my thought on that. But speaking of songs and collabs and stuff, Mr. Robin Thicke,
I'm over him. Like,
album went womp womp.
Right, and clearly y'all are over him as well.
So his Pity Party album sold 24,000 copies in the U.S.
That's crazy.
And a dismal
24,000.
Wait, but a dismal 550 in Canada and 530 in the U.K. based on The Guardian.
That's unfortunate. Sucks for you, bro.
Like, man, I don't even think Paula listened to it.
I doubt she did. I mean, how could she help it, though?
But the few people who actually listened and commented on
Twitter
said it's actually a good album.
I don't know. Well,
so I don't know. Because I do like Robin Thicke. And I mean, like, his first album, Evolution of Robin, and, like, when he had, like, crazy wild hair, he was actually pretty good.
When he was looking like Jesus riding the bicycles on the street.
Yeah.
I remember those.
Yeah. He was actually pretty good. But, and also, Blurred Lines album sold 177,000 copies in the first week. Mm-hmm. So that's just to show you, like, people actually cared. People are probably just, like, over Robin at this point.
Yeah. And he's doing a lot. Like, I feel like I would... Like, just all the stuff that he has going around this album, like, I just feel like he's probably just turned a lot of his fans just off to his entire existence. Because, I mean, I'm not that big of a fan, but I'm next. Like, I'm over you. Like, I don't need to hear anything from you right now.
Oh, poor Robin. Well, your life sucks. Your wife left you and your album didn't sell. You must be, like, the saddest man in America. Possibly.
He got money, though. Maybe he's okay.
All right. What do they say? You can't. Well, it's better to be. What is it? It's better to be. What's the saying? Like, happy or poor, or something like that. And it's like, it's better to be rich and on a bicycle, or. It's better.
This sounds like something from Jamaica. I'm gonna just leave that alone.
It's better to be sad.
Just leave
on
it alone.
A bicycle.
Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Someone knows what I'm talking about.
Somewhere, but I don't know.
It's better to be crying in a Benz than on a bicycle. There you go. Ha. Remembered.
Ha. That was so great. I don't know how the show would have gone on without that little anecdote. Thank you, Kisa.
Oh, God. Oh, man. All right. I need to get up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So...
We didn't even really talk about this when it actually happened because we just didn't have enough time. But
right.
I'm assuming most of you guys know Tracy Morgan. Right now he's on what, Thirty Rock?
Is that the show?
It's not, but that's what he's most popular for recently.
Of course.
So he got into this really huge accident. It's been like a few weeks now, right?
Yeah, with a tractor trailer and his limo.
Yep.
And someone died.
Yeah.
So someone else in the limo died, and Tracy was in the hospital for a long time,
right.
In severe, serious critical condition.
Yeah,
but
he
now
was only just released a few days ago.
Yeah, now he's a little bit better. And he's filing a lawsuit against Walmart.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd probably think he would file it against the truck driver, but no, he's going to Smart Route, in my opinion, because he's saying that it's negligence on Walmart's part because the driver had worked so many hours that he was probably...
Couldn't help being tired.
Yeah, he couldn't help being tired, and he was probably not in the best state to be...
due to what they forced him to do.
Right. To be able to, like, maneuver the vehicle and, like, properly or in the way that he should have been. So, yeah. So, he's supposedly suing Walmart. He hasn't really made too many comments on that, but definitely that's what's in the news.
I think the
now.
One statement he did make out, aside from that, is just that he wants his privacy, like...
Yeah.
So he's been kind of quiet, but like that's
But I am happy that he's much better now. So that's good to hear. Definitely good to hear. It's just very unfortunate that someone had to lose their life. So.
I know. But I've heard stuff like this goes on a lot. Like, the truck driver life is actually pretty crazy. And I feel like this is, like, standard practice, to be honest. Like, yeah, well, this is... Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is the celebrity that made this kind of issue apparent.
Right, right.
But I feel like this is something that happens a lot.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
No, I think I've heard this before. Like, you know, truck drivers, they, you know... They're driving for long periods of time, sometimes getting like little to no rest in between.
Right.
So it's kind of, I think something needs to happen about this. They need to have like a pickup in another city where someone switches trucks or something. Yeah. Like something has to happen. But he's suing. He's better. And that's good. Well, good that he's better. I don't know about the suing part, but we'll see. Outside of that, Emmy nominations came out.
They came out this week.
Right. The nominees, is that how you say it? Nominations, nominees?
Nominees are the, the people who are nominated.
Okay. And HBO is the network with the most nods.
Yeah.
Now, that's the network that gave me The Wire, so I'm kind of
And they've been,
them.
I think, I can't remember now, I didn't take a note of it, but I think they've been the top network with regards to nominations for like 14 years now. Definitely over 10 years.
Oh, wow. So they have 99 nods.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of movie actors.
Yeah, like it's almost like pretty much every article I was reading, like trying to get the scoop on what was going on, was saying that like they're almost like, is this the Oscars or is this the Emmys? Because like almost everybody who's leading the categories for like, you know, best actor in the dramas or you know what I mean?
Or whatever
the case might be are like, actors who have either won Oscars before or have been nominated. So it's just showing you that TV is becoming like a really, really big contender for like serious content, I guess. So that's kind of cool to me because I watch a lot of television and like a lot of my favorite shows were the top runners. So shout out to me and my impeccable taste.
And Jemna, speaking about Game of Thrones, Fox's Fargo, Breaking Bad.
I think Fargo's actually on FX, not Fox.
Oh, FX, my bad. Yeah. Breaking Bad and Netflix's Orange is the New Black and House of Cards, True Detective. And out of all of these, I only watch Orange is the New Black.
You're slacking.
I don't watch that much TV and this is like a known thing. Like, I really don't.
You're missing out. Some of these shows are really, really good.
I've been told to get on Game of Thrones. I've tried. I've probably watched an episode, didn't really get into it. Breaking Bad, I watched up until like the last 8 episodes of so I missed the finale seasons.
Okay.
And that's because it's not on Netflix yet. So I'm kind of up until where Netflix stops.
Okay.
Yeah. And then like House of Cards. I actually did watch House of Cards, but the thing about House of Cards was I used to watch it when I was going to bed. So like I'd watch like half of it, fall asleep, and then not feel like watching it all the way through again.
Okay.
So I know the gist of the show, but I just haven't watched it in probably the way that I should. So I never like really kept up with the characters. But anyways, let's not talk about that.
No.
Two of my favorite people from Orange is the New Black actually got nominations. Mm-hmm. Laverne Cox, the first, you know, openly transgendered nominee. Mm-hmm. She got a nomination for guest actress in a comedy series, which I'm kind of surprised by, like the whole guest actress thing, because I didn't realize that. But that supposedly that's based on your contract. So if your role isn't like an every episode kind of thing, then you're a guest.
Yeah, no,
that's kind of interesting. I didn't know that. And then another person that actually was in that is Crazy Eyes. I can't really pronounce her real name. I'm so sorry, but
Another one of them was also in this category.
The one with the big hair.
Yeah.
Can't remember her name either, but whatever. So all three of them were actually in this thing, but I think Laverne Cox kind of is a standout because that's the first groundbreaking. Yeah, transgendered actress.
So I'm looking forward to those and to see who wins out.
Yeah, like I'm definitely rooting for Orange is the New Black only because that's the only show
that you watch.
right.
Makes sense. But yeah. Looking forward to that. So hopefully you guys will tune in too. But outside of that, in other news, something that really had me like, what? Like, really, America? What are we doing? So there's this judge out in Virginia. I believe he governs over like Prince William County. He granted a warrant for police to take a picture of a 17-year-old's erection. That was the subline that I read. And I was just like, what? It made no sense to me.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Right. Open, you know, read further into the article. Pretty much, long story short, this 17-year-old was in a relationship with a 15-year-old girl.
Uh-huh.
They were sexting.
So they kind of needed that as proof.
Yeah. So this is, they want it as evidentiary purposes so they can be like, see this shot? It's him.
It's him. It looks the same.
Right.
Like, what? Yeah. This is so bizarre
it's
to me.
It's a lot.
Like, what do you do? Like, how does this work? And not to get too explicit. So you say, come here, boy. Sit down.
They gave him medicine to induce it. Yeah.
What? And then you're just like, okay, so put your pants down, put your hands behind your back,
yes.
Let me bend down, put my camera in front of your thing, yes. And take a picture.
Yeah, it's just weird.
That's so weird.
I don't know. It's just weird. But, like, what really I think is interesting about this article and what's really going on is, like, okay, so he was in a relationship with a 15-year-old girl. We all know the whole statutory rape, the whole, like, whatever, and now there's the whole added dynamic of social media with regards to it. So now you sex with somebody, that 15-year-old girl's pictures are considered child pornography.
Right.
So right now this guy's looking at, I guess, two felony charges, possession of child pornography and apparently the manufacturing of child pornography.
But isn't he also a child himself at 17?
But I feel like when you're 17, you can be charged as an adult.
This is also ambiguous. But then I think, like, see, I'm kind of iffy on stories like this because I'm like, all right, 20, a 15-year-old, 19, a 15-year-old.
You get
even
it.
Even an 18, I get it.
But aren't there those ages that just aren't?
Yeah, like.
Because why is it that we have no official, I mean, maybe there isn't. I might not be knowledgeable. So sorry about this. I'm kind of speaking on what I have heard. And I didn't. But, like, I feel like there is this gap, right, from 16 to 18 where it's like, what happens here? And I feel like this is where these gray area issues always occur.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm weird by that. But, I mean, you know the obvious ones, like a 31-year-old with a 15-year-old. Like, come on, son.
That's not,
But
she's too young for you, bro.
I don't know. This 17, 15 thing, it's kind of like they're 2 years apart. They're in high school together probably, like, probably taking some of the same classes. I don't understand why it would, especially if it's, was it consensual? Like,
I mean, I think so, but I think at the end of the day, her parents were, like, upset, you know?
So then they,
I guess, were pursuing charges. But that, I think that's, to me, that's not fair.
Yeah,
like,
that isn't fair.
I don't know, how are they, like, when you're 15, I feel like she doesn't have rights, so her parents, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are the ones who are advocating or whatever the case for her. So whatever they say goes, but if she can... Then there's she can't consent because she's not of age.
I'm trying to think when I was 15, I had plenty of sense. I knew what I wanted, so I don't know. But again, I don't know. It's a weird gray area, and I'm just gonna let it go.
Yeah, but it definitely calls to question, you know, whether or not in this day and age, like sexting or you know, and stuff that's being, you know, posted on social media or whatever the case might be, should result in criminal charges for, you know, minors. Like, so I think that's probably going to be an issue that's going, you know, in this day and age, as technology is more and more mainstay in our everyday lives.
Right.
It's going to have to be figured out. So I thought it was interesting in that sense.
So the next thing on our roundup, oh boy, I just found this so ridiculous. And so this guy, this father, he calls his daughter a princess.
So many dads do.
Yeah.
Daddy's little princess. That's always
so, you know, little kids, I guess his daughter called his bluff on this whole princess thing. And he was like, okay, you call my bluff, kinda. I'm a proof to you that you are a princess.
Right.
He looks up on the internet for, I can't remember the term, terra nullius or something like that.
So it's pretty much the term, the Latin term for unclaimed territory.
So he looks up unclaimed territory and... He finds a place in the border of on the border of Sudan and Egypt.
Yeah.
And sets up a flag and calls it the Kingdom of North Sudan and tells his daughter she's the princess of this land. So it's 800 square feet of land, barren land, that was actually unclaimed during like unrest between those two countries or something like that. And so no one claimed that.
Like there were border disputes and I don't know if it just fell under the radar.
Yeah.
Whatever the case might be. Either way, there's this 800 square foot patch of unclaimed land.
So he found it and told her she's the princess of this land. And now he's going through means to figure out how to actually make this a real life country, I guess, or nation.
Right.
And people are joking online about whether like he has to give up his citizenship now since he's owning his own nation.
Right.
Like, or... you know, to calling out his how delusional he is. And, you know, he actually ran for office
here, right?
Yeah, in America, in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I think lost. For Senate and lost. Thank God. But it, I don't know. Like, I just think it's just, like, can't you teach your child, like, real life?
Like, it wasn't enough for her to be daddy's little princess. Like, it wasn't enough for you to be the king of your castle. Like, you had to go to Africa and go get some land. Like, I don't know. I just think it's a lot. Like, clearly this girl is spoiled. I am scared to see what this little girl's going to turn into when clearly she's not being told no. Like,
so what if his son says, oh, dad, I want to be like a mutant ninja turtle or something. Like, what is he going to do?
I don't know. He set the bar pretty high. Good luck to you. Like, I don't know.
Like,
won't be my kids. You can play pretend all day.
So, anyways, that's it for the roundup. We'll put some of these links up so you could read into this one, especially a little bit more, because I just think it's a tad ridiculous, and you probably need a little bit more information about it. But that's what we have to say about it. So we're going to move into
our faves
of the week. Mm-hmm. And my fave of the week, I actually found on my Facebook timeline, someone put up a link to 40 genius travel tips. And, you know, again, I'm usually kind of iffy about these like tips, but for the first time ever in a long time,
very
found them very, very useful.
That's what's up.
So some of them are kind of about when to book your flight, when you're actually on the flight, and like packing tips.
Okay.
And one of my favorite ones was they were like, when you're trying to book flights, you should set your browser, I think it's Chrome, to incognito. So it doesn't keep like your IP address and all your searches so that it doesn't
realize that you've been. To,
yeah.
You'll probably get better deals if it thinks you're a first time searcher.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even though I've heard that that's really not true in terms of tracking your IP, but I sort of kind of think it's true because I've done quite a bit of searching for flights, and within like a 2 to 3 hour span of searching, it will be like higher.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, there's also they were saying that flights like Southwest, JetBlue, and another one, they compare flights at Tuesdays at 3 p.m. So the best time to book a flight is Tuesdays at 3. And then there's other packing tips like rolling your clothes.
I roll my clothes because I'm lazy.
And all these all these other really neat things like putting your jewelry in like a pill box and just really cool ways to save space, save energy. Another thing that's really simple that I never really thought about, because you know they always tell you to throw out your water, and you always go to an airport and water is like $5 or like your arm or your leg or something, and they said empty your water bottle, put it in your bag, and when you go in, like, fill it up at a water fountain.
Yeah.
And I, like, that's so simple, but it's just something
you didn't think of.
I just didn't think about. Like, I don't know. There's stuff for guys, how to pack your jacket so it doesn't, like,
wrinkle.
Mm-hmm. There's how to pack your cords. What happens if you, like, don't want to wait at baggage claim? Just a lot of really, like, interesting, like, hacks. And then there's one really cute one where it's, like, by the time your trip is over, collect all your change and give it to the homeless. Because you really don't use the change after. And I just thought that was really nice. So check it out. It's actually on distractify.com, but we'll put this link up as well. So hopefully. Or you can just search 40 genius travel tips, and I'm sure the link will pop up.
That's what's up. That's cool. I'll definitely add that to my long list of bookmarks for future use. So this week, for me, I actually had a few faves of the week, but I feel like I always end up doing something about music, so I specifically did not do something about music this week, even though there's something I'm really feeling that I'm going to keep to myself. But this week, I actually, so a lot, again, like all the shows that I really, really like, they're like, it's like off season, you know, it's the summertime, so I didn't really have any shows that I was tuning into on a regular basis. So this is when I take the time, I guess, to try and catch on to new shows that I heard of during the, you know, the previous seasons or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm finally checking it out. So the show that I had kind of heard some good things about was The Following. So it's a show on Fox. Kevin Bacon stars in it. That's probably the most notable character that's on the cast list. But it's like this American psychological thriller. I'm clearly not going to give too much away.
Is it
away.
On Netflix?
Yes. It's on Netflix. At least, I think, just the first season, though.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, because the season two just happened this past season.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it's just season one is out, but it has been greenlighted for season three. But again, it's just like, long story short, I'm not really giving much away by saying this. There was this professor who was like a serial killer. He got locked up, but now he's found ways to like still manipulate people and things. And like, there's almost like this following or this cult that's like doing his bidding out in the streets. So the person who's put him away is now on the case.
I love like sci-fi thrillers. Yeah. So that might actually be a show I make some time for.
So, I mean, it's pretty good so far. I'm only like six episodes in. I don't know if it goes against some of my major contenders, but like, as far as there's nothing really else to watch now, I think it's actually pretty good. So right. I would suggest people check it out.
All right. I might actually do that as well. Good, good. So today we are going to get into our 360 topic.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, as we usually do, we pick something where we kind of talk about the sides and, you know, discuss a little bit about what's happening.
Yep.
And just put stuff out there. Sometimes we give our opinions. Sometimes we don't. Mm-hmm. So today's topic came up because two things happened in the social media world this past week, I guess in the past 2 weeks. And one of those more scary things, I guess, was this girl, Jada. Uh-huh. I guess now she's infamous as hashtag Jada Pose. Uh-huh. She's actually a 16-year-old girl who went to a party, was supposedly, allegedly roofied, and raped. And she kind of found out about it.
Yeah, like she didn't even really
know. She didn't realize when she saw her naked body and stuff about her on Twitter. And then so one of the images of her is of her laying on the ground unconscious. Right. Yeah. In like with one of her legs bent backwards. And so that pose, quote unquote, became viral when people kind of like planking. Everyone was
like
mimicking it and laying on the ground with their friends, taking pictures, putting it up, hee-hawing, laughing, thinking it was funny.
I hate Twitter, y'all.
So she finally came out and she actually was on the news, like, showed her face, super brave of her, because most minors are allowed, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
But I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I think she even said to herself, like, my face is already out there. I might as well at least tell my piece and like speak out for people. You know what I mean?
And advocate for other people like herself.
Who are going through situations like me. Right.
Right. And so this happened and we thought about the ills of social media.
Right.
And also we thought about this other particular incident with rappers Meek Mill and Wale, not to kind of water down Jada's story.
No.
But just, you know, to let you know where we're kind of headed. Meek Mill and Wale, they had like I wouldn't even say it's like a one-sided beef. Yes. Meek Mill.
Someone was feeling some kind of way.
Yeah. was feeling all the ways about Wale not supporting his music.
And just through for background, they're on the, apparently, I think they're the on the same record label. Mm-hmm,
with Rick Ross, I think MMG or something like that. And supposedly, Wale did not either retweet him posting about his album or put anything up on his Instagram supporting him.
Right.
And he basically called Wale out as a hater.
Mm-hmm.
And
he started ranting.
Yeah,
he was
just
like,
going on.
I still have my people who've been there from the beginning. I got my family. Like, I don't need you. Clearly you do. And clearly you feel all the ways.
Right.
So stop this.
Right. So, you know, if you really check out Wale's Twitter, though, Wale doesn't really tweet that much. So it's like, seriously, I just didn't get why he was so upset. Either way, Wale finally responded because it became a big thing.
Right.
People were talking, you know, talking about it.
Like,
and
oh, that is shady.
Hyping
like,
it up, yeah. And so Wale responded through his Instagram, showing a photo that he had actually put on his Instagram of Meek Mill's project, mm-hmm. the album cover or whatever, and saying, hey, I guess you have like short-term memory because I just did this.
Right.
Also, there were images on his on his Facebook wishing him happy birthday, so they had pictures together. So there had been other times.
Clearly y'all are cordial. Clearly you know he supports you.
Yeah, so there had been other times where Wale had supported Meek Mill, so he just has, you know, short-term memory. In any case, the point of mentioning these two events that happened on social media is because Jevna and I, mm-hmm. we have, as you've probably noticed through our conversations, like a love-hate relationship with
social media. Just in general, like, and what it allows you to do, you know what I mean?
So
I feel like this really just shed a light on the fact that
people either don't take things that happen on social media. There's like this gray area of social media where people don't take certain issues seriously, and then
right,
some people
like
are taking
things that are serious. Like it's I guess the ills of social media with regards to this conversation today is just the fact that like serious things always end up, well, not all, I don't want to say always, because there is a lot of activism that can happen, and like we are so interconnected now because right. of what social media allows us to do. But in the same breath, like you will have those few people who take a serious issue or a serious topic and they completely trivialize it for the sake of a few chuckles, a few retweets,
right.
a few, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
And it's always at somebody's expense about something that's extremely serious. And that's like, you know,
the whole
Jada,
situation,
right? On one end. But then on the other side of it, I feel like the issue I have with social media is the fact that, okay, we're all out here. We're all, you know, we have the ability to connect and check in with people. And, like, this is, like, an added
way of, quote-unquote,
communicating and engaging with people. I feel like, to be honest, social media allows you to engage with, at least for me personally, I feel like, for the most part, social media allows you to engage with people you probably wouldn't interact with on a day-to-day
basis.
And sometimes that's good.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes mm-hmm. you need to be able to find people who are like my, like maybe you're in like East Bumble, like Arkansas, but you really like a certain kind of music, but you can't really find people who in your town that
right.
are like you, but now you can through social media, right? But I feel like in the same breath, like a lot of people are taking social media entirely too seriously. Like, literally taking what social media is itself too seriously.
Right.
And that's when this whole Meek Mill Wale controversy
right. so
comes into play.
There's the making something out of nothing
right.
on social media, and then there's the trivializing something that's important. And these, I feel, are two of the major ills.
Right, of what goes wrong,
on social media. You know, outside of meeting new people, networking, finding out new information. I feel like I find a lot of my news on social media. I feel like...
But even, I guess, to me, that's another thing where it's like, it's so easy for, like, we're the fact checkers of social media. Because how many times has somebody been killed off and they are alive and kicking? You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
no, yeah. But I'm... But
no,
I'm
I
just
agree.
Saying, for me, who... A lot of times I even see retweets, quote unquote, from celebrities, mm-hmm. and I'll go on the page and the person never tweeted it. So
right.
I'm like one of those people. But there are definitely people who see a retweet and just assume that because a name is associated with it,
right.
that's what happened.
That is Bible.
Yeah. I definitely don't do that. I'm definitely one of those people who, you know, they used to do this a lot.
But here's the thing. I feel like you know, because you know, your background is, you know what I mean, journalism. You know that, especially in this day and age, like you want things to be substantiated
right.
based on your
triple
background.
Check, double check.
But how many people, like, are out here and they're just like, oh, like Twitter said so. Must be what it is.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. So getting back to this a little bit.
Right.
We also see this. So I'll tell you a little anecdote about myself, which is where, you know, I hate that this is going. So my mom is on Facebook mm-hmm. to my, ugh, I just want to like roll over and die. I know she probably listens to this, but Mom, I want you off Facebook. For real. And basically, I posted a photo of me and a friend.
Okay.
And she commented like, oh, you guys are so cute. Is she the one that said something like, you know, she's the one that said something. I can't say it because it was like,
yeah.
it's not PG.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, Mom, that's not her.
Like you've never
met this girl. And she got in my text messages like, why would you embarrass me on Facebook? You could have just like put that in my text messages.
Right.
And I'm like, Mom, like, seriously?
Like, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
But I feel like this is what is starting to happen.
Yeah. People are upset. There's another case where this girl, her friend texted her, called her to tell her happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And then she was upset with her friend that the whole day her friend didn't post a picture on Instagram with a shout out about her birthday.
Like, how much do you need? Like, and let me tell y'all something. You guys might not know this about me. I love the internet. I think it is an invaluable resource. I do love the fact that I have access to so many things that I probably wouldn't normally have access to. I love the fact that I don't have to thumb through Encyclopedia Britannica to like figure out, you know, like information and stuff like that. So I love the ease of access. Mm-hmm. But I am probably an extremely private person when it comes to social media. Like, I am not. Like, my motto is pretty much, like, I am who I am, and I am who I am in real life. Like, right. If you want to get to know me, like, we can forge a real relationship. Like, we can do this in real life. Like, not to say that what goes on online is fake. I don't want to say that.
No, well, I've made I'm a little bit different than you in the sense that I've made real life friends.
I don't think
through social media.
And I'm not saying you can't.
Right.
Me personally, I just don't. It's not like I don't feel compelled to use social media to do those things.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like, so I don't know. I just don't, to me, it will never make sense how somebody can take something like a like or a lack of a like so seriously.
Yeah. Some people's self-worth is dependent on a like. There's this big thing now where people actually call girls like 100 likes. So if you can make it to 100 likes on Instagram, you've kind of made it. Like,
oh, okay.
You're good looking. I personally have never made 100 likes. And guess what? IDGAF.
I don't really have an Instagram, so am I not a real person? I guess I don't have a face. Right. I have a ghost?
I guess so. You know, a lot of people, you'd be surprised how friendships even, like, if your friend doesn't like your picture.
Right.
Or you'll put a picture up in front of your friends like this right now. Like, you know, like
the like Nazis. Like, I'm not here for this. Like, I just, it's too much to me. Like, especially, I guess my major quip with it is the fact that when, like, even with this Meek Mill and Wale thing, right? I'm sure they probably saw each other and they were kicking it. And Wale's probably been supporting him. And there have probably been times where Wale was in the studio with him. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, rocking with him, helping him, probably mentoring him or whatever the case might be, right? But now, because he didn't retweet it
by
12 o'clock noon on the day your album was released,
right,
he's whack and he's this and he's that.
Yeah. What happens to how your relationship is defined in real life?
Right.
Like, what happened to the fact that your friend actually takes you home when you're drunk and changes your clothes? Like, so because she didn't put up a picture of you on your birthday, she's now
all the though your 5 years of friendship matter not.
Yeah. And another part of this too is, you know, people, like I said, they value themselves through these things, and they also do a lot of comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
So you see your friends on trips, you know, everybody, the big thing now is to put your passport and your flight, you know, information up on Instagram. Yeah, this happens.
I'm so over people.
Gemma doesn't have Instagram, so, you know, she's kind of finding out some of these things. I do. But, you know, people put up their flight information. People put up everything they eat.
Why?
People put up when they go out. No, it's the thing. Like, it's the new flossing, I guess. You know, like, that's the way people, like, show up. And so if you're a person, and that's also where a lot of people go wrong, too. They get themselves in debt. They need to pop bottles at the club. Like, one of the things that I
just to take pictures.
One of the things that I will never understand, and I've never done it. I have never gotten bottle service at a club. I know a lot of my friends do. I know. And I mean, no, if I don't. That's fine.
I'm not saying I'm against that, especially in the sense that sometimes that's the only way you can find a seat in a club. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been in
situations. I still don't think I want to pay for a seat. Like,
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I completely hear what you're saying. I guess what I don't get is I don't get people who literally are only doing it so that they can take pictures with the flares and the girls and post it to their IG.
But people do.
Right.
People do. And so we've become a culture that is feeds into how you're perceived, I guess.
On social media.
Yes. You value yourself based on...
So what I do in real life doesn't matter.
Right.
Or at least to some people. And those people, I'm judging you. All the judgment. Like, you get all the side eyes from me. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Right. So, yeah. Like, there's... And another thing is... So, yeah. As I was saying, like, people... They value themselves based on these kind of things, mm-hmm. or they're depressed based on these type of things, or they assume because everything you see on your Instagram is all happy and right. people with friends and people going out and people eating.
That your life must be so terrible. Yeah, your life must suck.
And that's just a one dimensional view of people's lives. Right. You think people are really good. I mean, occasionally
some
you
people
get
do. You get those.
Yeah, you get those too.
The people who need to learn how to keep their private stuff private.
You get those too, but. You know, it's kind of like you also see all these positive things sometimes and you really, you know.
Like, maybe that's all they're showing you.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, and again, now to get to the, you know, back to what we had brought up with the whole Jada thing, like, on the other side of things, it's like, how many times do we have to have, like, a real situation and something that's really going on get, like, okay. And a lot of y'all who are probably listening to us know that there's this term that always flies around. I feel like people haven't really been talking about it that much now, but Black Twitter. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know that Black Twitter, and I'm saying this with quotation marks, mm-hmm. is always known for making light of situations. Like,
right.
But and a part of me is, I'm not even going to lie, like, and this is why I love being Black, because I just feel like we are so funny. And like, no lie, I really do this in real life. Like, I am the person who's sitting at the beach and I'm just cracking jokes right. and like conversationally funny, like whatever the case might be. Like, so I get that. Mm-hmm. And I get that a lot of humor is based off of real life. And like, I'm not saying it's not
and
okay
a lot
to
of humor is the
make
way
light.
We,
yeah, to make light of certain things.
Feel better about certain things.
Right.
And, you know, who wants to be serious all the time?
No.
There's a time and place. But that's the thing about the social media thing. I think there's a time and place for everything.
Exactly.
And I think that a lot of times with this social media, we cannot decipher and discern when that time is.
Right. And it's like, so because one person is questioning whether or not the situation really was a rape, it's okay to make fun of it? Like,
right.
with regards to, you know,
the
whole
gender
situation.
At the end of the day, situation. She's
16. Right.
She is 16 years old. This is not a grown woman. She probably doesn't even, she hasn't even been able to figure out how to deal with her emotions, how
right.
to deal with people.
Man, sometimes I don't even know.
Right.
Like, and I'm grown.
And,
so.
And but like I said, I think she's very brave in the sense that she spoke out about this. And, you know, now people they've blocked all the photos. Mm-hmm. There was someone who actually made a Twitter, Jada Pose Twitter handle. They've blocked it.
That. That's good.
But
even the person, the you know, alleged rapist was uh-huh. like talking out on Twitter and like some, I mean, I don't have.
Yeah, like, why did she take so long to come out? He
right.
was saying, like, you're a liar, you're a snitch, because she took like 2 months and all this stuff. And on the flip side, now that this has gone there's another level of it too. Like, now that the truth has gone viral,
right?
People have been, you know, saying stand up with Jada. They,
right.
You know, there's posts up saying, you know, rape isn't funny.
Right.
And seriously, a lot of things on Twitter. Sometimes we just need to figure out when we're going too far.
Right.
There are jokes, and then there's real life situations. There are real life people dealing with real life things. And some things to me are just not funny. There's one other thing that always happens on social media that I hate. So I just don't like people making fun of kids. And there's this term now on the internet called thoughtler. And
wait,
that's
what?
So you know the word thought, which
yeah.
is that over there.
Garden tool over there.
Yeah. They have now seen little girls whose parents don't know how to dress them properly or for their age, and they're calling them thoughtlers.
No.
Yes. I don't think that's funny. I see people laugh about it all the time. I don't think it's funny. At the end of the day, that little kid did not put those clothes on themselves.
Right.
That little kid, that's not that little kid's fault. And also, how can you call a child
right.
that?
Like, that kid looks like she gonna be out here in these streets. Like, what? Like, what do you, where, what? Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah. So this, there's
would you want somebody talking about your child like that? No, don't do it.
And don't even say your child would never be dressed like that. That's not the point.
Right.
The point isn't that your child wouldn't be dressed like that. The point is that at the end of the day, that is a child.
Right. That is a child. And you know what? At the end of the day, somebody can have a negative perception. There's some people who think that if your arms are showing, if your back is showing, you know what I mean? You're doing too much out here for whatever reason.
Right.
So what? So if somebody who has more strict, you know, opinions or beliefs or whatever thinks your kid is doing the most because they're wearing little shorts and like a little, or they're wearing their bikini top mm-hmm. for their bathing suit on top mm-hmm. of some, you know, like you never know. So like, I guess I just don't get it. Like, you would not want people to be talking about your child that way. Don't talk about other people's children that way. You want to get at the parents? I'm here for
it. Yeah, I'm here for getting at the parents, but that's a term that really, really gets me.
I have not even heard of that. So.
It really, really gets me. Another thing that I don't think is funny is people laughing at kids, like, cursing and being over the top.
Right.
Another thing I don't get is kids being way above their age, like, laughing at kids, like, dancing promiscuously or just thing. I just feel... Again, I just feel like a kid should be a kid. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things that I feel like parents are exploiting their children for laughs. That's another part of it. Parents are exploiting their children for laughs, exploiting their children for followers, exploiting their children for a ton of other things that doesn't even matter
in real life.
So,
but what I feel like is never being discussed is the fact that you have now put your child's face out there for forever.
Terrio, look at Terrio.
Yes, when they are now 18 and they're trying to be a serious person, I feel like y'all realize that this stuff is out here for forever.
Yeah, it's the internet, y'all.
Somebody can find it.
It's the internet. It never goes away. Even when you think it's gone, it never goes away. So that, even those pictures people deleted, it's a retweet away, it's a screenshot away.
It's semi-decent hacker away.
Yeah, like, you don't even need real files anymore. No. Usually you need a JPEG file. Now all you need is a PNG. What's that? A screenshot of your phone, a screenshot of your computer screen.
Right.
Like, you can get anything easily.
Like, you deleted it, but somebody already took that screenshot.
Yeah, like, that's how people know, and celebrities and everyone else delete something. Right. Like, it's always there. It's always there. And
so, I mean, I guess long story short, I mean, I want to kind of culminate this 360 topic. Like, at the end of the day, I just feel like on both ends, you know, we presented you with two kind of different sides of Twitter that are still bad. But like, I still think just at the end of the day, the rule of thumb just needs to be serious things should be taken seriously. And like, that's it, at least for me. Like,
and know what the thing is. Some people say, oh, it's not that serious. So, really, we need to
have tact and have sense. Yeah. Okay, you know what? Maybe it isn't that serious to you. But you should know.
But if someone cares,
right.
be mindful of. I think my opinion of it is be mindful.
Right.
That's all. Be mindful of the things you're doing on the internet, you know? And I feel, yes, social media, the internet are all very resourceful things. I've gotten lots of things through social media. I've met tons of wonderful people through social media.
Right.
One of my really good friends right now is a DMOA. Like, that's how we became friends, through DMs. So there's great things that can come from social media. But I think that on the internet, just like in life, when you know, someone says, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it. I think we need to be a lot more mindful.
Exercise a lot more tact and just
of how we behave on the internet, how we interact with people.
And still realize that there's this thing called real life. Like, okay.
Yeah.
No, understanding the things that, at the end of the day, real life trumps
what's happening on social media.
Do you know what I mean? And like,
real life trumps virtual reality.
Exactly. Basically. Exactly. And like, and we should still, and I guess the other side to it is we should still be looking and interacting on social media, realizing that
this can affect real life.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's basically how we want to wrap this up. If you have any comments, if you have any feedback on the topic, if you have anything else to add, feel free to. You can tweet us at Talk360Show. You can also email us at Talk360Show@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And you can find any other ways to get in touch with us.
We're around.
So that's our 360 topic. So we're going to move into 360.
Oh no.
So y'all so there's this guy mm-hmm. who, you know, he chooses to do something stupid. which is rob a bank in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But in robbing the bank, he does something even more stupid.
It's actually despicable. There are levels and layers to why I'm so mad at this, but continue.
So he paints his face black, puts on a do-rag, a hat, like a fitted hat, has on sunglasses, and goes in to rob this bank.
Okay.
Now, I don't get the point of why he painted. What happened to a ski mask?
Right.
What happened to a hoodie and some glasses?
So this is a 360 no, just because I'm like, seriously? You need to have several seats because you didn't even do a good job. I looked at the picture and very easily I could see he didn't even go all the way down under his collar. So you could see
like the little white,
you could see his skin coming out.
So right.
You didn't even do a good job of actually
covering
yourself. So I could still tell that you are a white man trying to put on this black face, trying to rob this bank. So boo to you for that. Get your life, okay? But on the other end of it, it's like, no, you couldn't just hide your identity. You had to create this other identity that will now be used, right, by the authority to try and find somebody. So now they're out here in the streets looking for a black man. That to me, that is not okay.
So not only that, though, so that annoyed me, but in the article, what annoyed me even more and annoyed quite a few commenters as well is that describing the robber, they wrote, the robber was wearing some sort of makeup to make his skin darker.
Like, make really? His skin darker, though? Darker. Is that what happened? Is that what happened?
Why are we being PC about this? Like, why aren't we just stating, like, the truth? Like, he is trying to look black.
He's trying to look like he is a black man robbing the bank.
The bank. Like, hello? And then another part of it, so this had been the second robbery at that bank. I don't think it's by the same man.
Person, but in recent.
And there has also been 8 bank robberies in the area town, in general? Like, recently.
Okay.
And so in the article, they're trying, like, the first few lines, they're trying to say that it's a good neighborhood. So everyone in the comment section, along with me, I'm like, so you're trying to convince me this is a good neighborhood with 8 bank robberies?
Right.
Like what? So to me, it's kind of like they're trying to, because he's white, they're
this
trying to
all
like
the time, though.
Up. I don't know. It just left me uneasy that the emphasis, like, I don't feel like if a real black man was robbing a bank that there would be some emphasis on the neighborhood being good.
No.
Despite him robbing the bank.
No.
Like, something about that just didn't sit well with me. And just the way how they described the robber and everything. So just the article, the guy, the town, the people who reported on it, they all get a 360 no because they all just annoyed me.
Yeah, y'all. I don't even have words for y'all. Like, I'm over this whole situation. Sir, I don't know your name, but next time.
But one thing, though, he really found a do-rag. Like, I can only imagine the interaction when he sits at the counter and buys a do-rag.
I'm looking for that piece of cloth I see.
That has a flap. You know, like, it's like a cape.
Yeah. It's a cape for your hair.
You know? I don't. Like, how did that go? Like, I don't even know.
I don't know. But I'm over it. Like, why y'all? I don't want to be over so many people. Like, I just want to live my life and like enjoy it. So I need y'all to stop giving me reasons to hate y'all. Like, I don't want to hate people. I don't want to. I want to love all of y'all.
Yeah.
Stop giving me reasons.
Seriously.
But yeah, 360 no to you. Next time, please paint all the way down to your chest. I don't even want to know what his hands look like. Let's be real.
Let's be real. Yeah, the mug, not the mug.
We couldn't see everything. Yeah, I hope he had gloves on or something.
Or something. The surveillance camera only got like from his call.
But we
like
gonna leave
first
him alone.
Button up. So
over you.
Whatever. We're over him. So yeah. So that's our 360 no. Mm-hmm. And now that you know what that means, the show is coming to a close.
Yes.
I feel like the time went by so fast today.
It did.
Like, for real. Like, for real, for real. Usually sometimes I'm, like, here sweating. Like, oh, my God, it's only 20 minutes. Oh, we still got to talk. It's only half an hour. And today it's like, whoa. It went by really fast. But anyways. So what this means now the show is coming to a close is that we leave you with our 10 words or less.
Yep.
Words of advice. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, should we be giving advice or can we just say something?
I mean, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm just telling you things that speak to me.
I don't understand, Jevna. This is not living my life. This is a show that we're doing together. So I'm asking your opinion. I'm just kidding. Whatever. We'll talk about this. Anyways, I think this is kind of advice anyway. Except I just thought it was kind of cool. To be honest, y'all, I was so late on this. So I like looked up on Pinterest like 10 words or less. And then something stuck out to me. There was like a ton. There was like this one article that had 25 and then other things. And I was like, none of this like really speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then this spoke to me. It says, stay close to anything that makes you glad you're alive.
Okay.
And I feel like what that means is pretty clear. You know, like, if it makes you feel good.
Right.
Except if it's like killing people, y'all. Please don't be doing this.
Do we have to say that?
Or like
being a terrible person.
Being a terrible person. Or terrible people. Yeah. Like, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, if the person's funny and fun and you enjoy it, if the food makes you feel good, eat it. Like, if you feel like running, run. Like,
yeah, just make sure you're taking the time to, like,
do things that you actually enjoy.
Yep.
And that's really it.
All right. That's what's up. So I actually had two options of things I was going to leave y'all with. I think I'm going to keep it light, though, today.
All right.
So my 10 words or less today is treat yourself. Okay. And some of y'all, people who have the keys to my heart, would already know what that was before I even have to give you, you know, the little details behind it. But for those who do not know, that's a quote from Tom and Donna. Those are two characters from Parks and Recreation. It's a show that's on NBC, I believe. Mm. It's like a 30-minute comedy show.
Oh, okay, cool. I never seen that. That's cool.
But, I mean, I really just think, like, it's the summertime. Like, we out here, like, enjoy life. Do
fun things.
Look at us. Our quotes kind of go tandem. This was not even intentional.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
But, yeah, no, just like, sometimes, I mean, not. Don't be extra. We're not saying treat yourself all the time. We're not saying
don't pay your rent
so you can,
you know, treating yourself also means having some place to live.
Right. We don't want you to go homeless or go broke for treating yourself. But, you know, sometimes we do, I feel like, work too hard and, like, don't really take the time or, you know, use our resources for things that will benefit us.
Right.
So treat yourself. Be out there. Live life. Enjoy it.
All right. And that's our episode of Talk 360.
It is.
Again, you can email us if you have anything to say. Talk360show@gmail.com. You can tweet us at Talk360show.
Mm-hmm. And this episode, if you want to hear it again.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be on our Tumblr
and on our SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Talk360show. And, you know, all the other episodes are there. So if you want to catch up. Mm-hmm. We've talked about a lot of things so far. We've talked about women working. We've talked about grad school. We've talked about some stuff dealing with relationships.
Check us out.
Yeah. Keep listening.
Share.
Yeah. You never know what we'll talk about. And we need suggestions for topics, too. So feel free to do any of that.
We're super open.
Definitely. So thank you for listening. We really appreciate any of you that listen. And we will see you next week,
y'all. It's been real.
Bye.
Bye.